Hello, my name is Zachary Litz, and I play Nugget Ironbeard.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Bohan, and I play Jean Gotterall.
Hi, I'm Felicity Musso, and I play Marza Rana.
Hello, I'm Michael Kajori, and I play Florian Runedance.
Hi, I'm Joseph Musso, your Dungeon Master. Thank you for listening to the All D20 Podcast. Now, let the story begin. All right, you guys see all of these mimic-like coins surrounding Nugget. You saw Marza take a swing and fail. What happens?
You want to read it?
No, go for it.
Footsie! Your wild swing causes your weapon to strike you in the foot, dealing maximum damage.
Ouch!
Ow!
Oh.
This is the good part. If the weapon you're wielding deals bludgeoning damage, your speed is also reduced by 10 feet. And it doesn't say for how long.
All right, so you do max damage to yourself.
Oh, Sir Willard.
You probably could amputate your toe.
You really should learn how to aim me.
How would you help?
I am helping, you idiot.
You're stabbing me in the foot.
You stabbed you in the foot. I don't control the blade. You control the blade. That's how this works.
And my...
Come on, Marza. Pay attention. Ha ha.
My speed is halved for how long?
Oh, it's not. No, That was just if it was a bludgeoning.
Oh.
That's why I said you lucked out.
All right, so you've got these things attacking. It's been Marza's turn. Let's roll for initiative.
Didn't we already?
Against the mimics?
Thought we did.
For this episode.
Oh.
Let's roll for initiative.
Okay. Forgot what we had.
Okay.
Okay, 25 to 20?
29.
All right, John. 15 to 20?
18.
16.
Four. Marza. And then...
9.
Creatures. Nugget. All right, John, your first act. You see all of these creatures started attacking Nugget.
It's still a pretty big pile, right?
It's a fairly decent sized pile.
All right.
All right, so you move 30 feet closer.
Yep. Would it be too dangerous to shoot a bow arrow in there?
You can certainly try.
Yeah, I'll risk it for the biscuit. Dirty 20.
Oh, yeah. So you successfully managed to smack...
8 damage.
Yeah, so you kill 8 of these little mimicky creatures, and they fall to the ground.
That's it.
All right. Florian, it's your turn. What are you doing?
I'm going to move within shooting distance so I don't hit my friends, and Ray of Frost, one of them.
Okay.
I mean, the pile.
Oh, yeah, Ray of Frost. Attack roll.
Okay. 14.
Yep, so you hit.
Okay. Oh, nice. 2 8s. So 24 points of cold damage.
Yeah, so you watch the remainder just freeze all around Nugget, and the pile freezes, and they just crumple to the ground.
All right, Florian.
And you have cleared the way.
My gold!
I know, that was cold-hearted.
I'm out. it's been nice. Peace out.
Yeah, that pun was not very bright. Wasn't very shiny.
No. I want to go through the coin pile, I guess, and look for a key.
Loot the coins!
All right, so you start digging through the coins, and you find 10 gold pieces.
Woohoo!
There is no key in here.
Oh, alrighty.
Where do you go?
What is down the hallway more?
All right, you see that there are two metal doors that block the pathway to your left. And then right in front of you, but to the right is open. So you can
unveil it. To the right is open.
And it's a hallway that leads down further into this little cavern. What do you do?
How much health do you have?
10.
So you're going to go first?
No.
Really?
Yep.
What are you going to do?
wait for somebody else to lead?
Or you can take a hit? Are you going to ask nicely to be healed?
Maza, would you mind healing me?
I have to use a spell.
Do you need to use a spell?
He probably does, but he has more slots than I do.
Tons of spells.
Well, he has a ritual, right? It's a ritual?
No, it's not a ritual. It is it's just a spell.
I'm all out of land hands.
No hands to lay.
Nope.
What about potions?
Huh? Can't give her a hand.
Well, what is everyone else's health at?
I'm at 11.
I'm pretty low. I'm at 19.
Okay, I'm going to pout over my lost gold and start using another prayer of healing.
Okay.
Is that only a ritual?
It's not a ritual.
Okay.
It just takes 10
minutes. It takes 10 minutes.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah.
If it was a ritual, that would be awesome.
It would be, but it's not. All right, so what do you say? What's your ritual?
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. When I play the Wild Rover, no, never, no more.
Nice.
Just drinking songs.
And go ahead and add a D10 to that roll for your awesome performance.
That's right. Where's my D10s? No. Did anything happen in the 10 minutes?
No. Everything is very quiet and still.
We're about to go into the dark cave.
That concerns me more than if there was noise.
Yep. That's why I said the dark cave. No noise, no sight.
Oh, you're right. This is going to be the dark one.
Yep.
I'm going to try attuning again.
Good luck.
Yeah.
You need an hour of uninterrupted focus.
22 health.
Nice. So you feel the warm embrace of Amonhet fill you as you get 22 health back.
Oh, my loins.
Yeah.
That's the last one for you.
My loins, thank you.
For how long?
Well, until I do something stupid.
My pork loins.
That is fair.
Shut it!
Oh, 21? Yes.
I'm going to stealth down the hall.
22.
Oh, so you're stealthing down the hall?
Yep, got my healing.
All right, go ahead and make a stealth roll. As far as you can tell, no one can hear you. And you can go ahead and flip the other, because he's stealthing down. As you are getting further down the hall, it is getting darker and darker. And your dark vision is slowly starting to not work.
Mm.
It's almost like this darkness is not a normal or natural darkness as you get further and further into this little tunnel.
All right, I'm going to head back.
All right, so as you head back, it gets brighter and brighter and brighter and goes back to the dim light that you can see through your dark vision.
Maza and Nugget, we might need some light. Dark vision is not working, Ganza.
I unsheathe Sir Willard.
Okay.
Say, we got this, Sir Willard.
Ha ha!
I slap Jean in the chest and light his armor.
Okay, so cool. Now he has bright, leafy light armor.
And I cast light...
light armor that's... light armor. Oh, man.
The jokes write themselves.
I'm done.
I cast light on my staff as well.
So you feel a little lighter.
Okay. it's oppressive in this room. So.
Are you still back there?
No, I'm catching up to you guys.
All right. So you guys all have light cast on various things. You have light on your sword. Do you have light on yourself as well? Or are you sleeping? Okay. All right. So you guys start heading down into the tunnel. Who's leading?
I want to be alongside Marza.
Okay. So you're alongside Marza.
You are now so scared.
Look, I have a right to be.
You're like all this time up there. It's like I'm going first. Okay, Marza, you take hold my hand together.
So you're holding each other's hands.
We are.
So the interesting thing is the light that emanates from the items that you are either wearing or holding, you can see, but the light cannot pierce the darkness that is inside the cave. So you see the humans, you see a little bit of reflection off of yourselves, like people can see a little bit of your magical armor, and you guys can see Sir Willard, but
it's not lighting up anything
else.
So
else.
It looks like we're disembodied, almost like we're floating in blackness, basically.
It looks like an awesome rave party. Like if Mars has started using Sir Willard to, you know, do some liquid and shit, that'd be awesome.
Is this like the those cartoons where you can only see the person's eyeballs?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Do you guys go further in?
Are they following us?
Who?
Florian and Nugget.
Oh no, we'll be right behind you.
All right. What do you do?
Then you'll be missing out.
You're not.
So you guys are staying back?
I just... This is not prudent. Literally blind. This is blind. We're going in blind. You know.
You know, blind.
Yeah.
Are you sure it was blind? I'm not sure you understand that it was blind. I mean, it was blind. I mean...
What do you guys blind. Do?
Maza, shall we continue?
Ah, fuck it, I'm going in.
Yep. Let's go.
All right, so you guys start slowly going in, and...
Nope, I run in and grab Mars's ass. All
right, so you go in. Florian, are you going... You just see Nugget run into the darkness and then disappear.
Jesus. Ah! Do I not see his light either? Does he have light?
No.
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 Oh. Ass.
But I see them in the...
Nope.
No.
Not anymore. They're deep enough into the cave that...
But I can hear them shuffling, right?
You hear shuffling.
Okay. Whatever. Okay, let's go. I'm going.
So you run
I'm
in?
Not, obviously, I'm not going to stay by myself.
All right, so you run in after them.
Too many nasty creatures.
As soon as you guys get to the bend, you hear a loud bang! And you look behind you, and it's all darkness.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I've been in this thing. I know what we are. No, no clue.
Oh,
what do you do?
Shall we forge ahead?
That was our death sentence, by the way.
You guys die all the time. It's all right.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Can we feel along the walls or...
You touch the walls?
Oh, God. No, I don't.
You said feel along the walls.
Okay, I guess I touch
the I know
the
what
wall.
I want to do, but, you let her touch the walls first.
Okay,
I
so
said it.
You begin feeling the walls and you feel things touching you while you're touching the walls.
Oh. I press my body up against... Oh, sorry. We're in for combat.
Remember the ship?
The last time someone said that as a joke, you got eaten.
I was about to make some rolls.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
I shake my head and realize we're in combat, and I don't do that. Okay, so I pull my hand away from the wall very quickly.
Okay.
Don't touch the walls. There are moving things on them, and I don't know what they are.
Do you guys keep walking forward?
Yeah, I use my staff like a cane.
Okay. So as you get right to the edge right there, the ground turns into a slide.
Oh, shit.
And you guys all start sliding down about 50 feet. Yeah, you can go ahead and unveil that. Into this other cavern.
Hope we don't get a rash.
Them as well?
Everybody. It turned into a big slide and slid you guys down to this bottom.
Yeah, I was grabbing your ass.
And I need everybody to make a dexterity saving throw.
Fuck!
No, not very good.
So 16.
7.
Yep, same. 7.
8.
You said that so innocently. 8. Please don't kill me.
Okay, so the ones who got 15 or higher... you only take half. The rest take full damage. And the total damage... The total damage is 14 points Jeez. Of piercing damage as you slam right into a whole bunch of spikes down into this.
Well, that sucked!
What do you do?
Are we still in perpetual darkness?
Yes.
Okay, what I want to try... To humor myself, I'm going to cast Word of Radiance.
Okay, and read what Word of Radiance does?
It is... let's see. I utter divine word. Piss off. And the burning radiance erupts from you. Each creature of your choice that you can see within range Yeah, I can't see anyone, so just anything nearby. Constitution saving throw. So if there's nothing nearby that's, you know, hostile, I don't care.
How many feet?
It is 5 feet.
What's the DC?
It is a con 16.
One saves, four fail.
So then they take 8 points of damage.
You watch as four of these shadow-like creatures immediately erupt into flame from the radiant energy and vanish. One sees what's going on and immediately skitters deeper into the shadowy depths of this little alcove that you're in underground. And some of the darkness lessens. It's a little bit easier for you guys to see, those with dark vision.
Yeah, piss off!
Are we able to see the walls now and stuff, or is it still like...
Yes. You can barely see. Everything's very fuzzy. It's like a very light gray. You can see it as if you had dim dark vision.
Okay.
For you guys, it's very fuzzy. It's like almost a gray. All right. But you see things moving on the walls. You see like claws pulling at things on the walls. And on the floor, you see tons of spikes. There is a ladder that leads up to the opposite side of the wall, but you don't know where that goes. Mm. And that's all you see.
Alright. So if we were to move, would we be taking damage? That's how, like, sharpened?
No, you can now see the spikes. So you can kind of move around the spikes as best you can. It's difficult terrain, so you can half movement.
Alright, I'm going to go up to one of the walls and just do a giant slash with my rapier.
Okay, go ahead and make an attack roll.
Nat 20.
Alright.
Nice.
Of course, on something not that great. I want to do
piercing.
So the arrow one. Maximum damage and roll the damage dice again. Some damage would be...
Should be the sword, right? Well, slashing...
No. Slashing, piercing,
okay.
And bat, and
all right,
bludgeoning.
So yeah, then it's still piercing.
So that's 15.
You stab and just destroy a shadow.
Okay.
You watch as and it gets just a little bit lighter.
Okay, so I only really hit one shadow just going down the whole wall?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, because a rapier is not really a slashing weapon.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you guys do?
All right, I'll do the same. I'll go up against a wall and...
As soon as you wave your sword near a wall, they immediately scatter as far as possible. They don't want to be anywhere near Sir Willard.
Okay.
All right, Fugly's better. Get out of here or I'm going to do that again.
Do we see anything in the room other than, like, can I wave?
Make a perception check.
Because I can see a little bit better than...
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That would be a no.
Yeah. 8.
You saw a little glint of something, but you're not sure what it was in one of the corners of the room.
Can I go over and investigate?
Yeah, make an investigation check. See if you can see it.
Where is it?
Just in the, right there. It's fine.
17.
All right, so you actually see a glint of a very dull looking key.
Can I?
You pick it up?
Try and grab it? Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you didn't search for traps.
Yeah, I just realized that. As soon as I said it, I thought, oh shit, I just pulled Jean.
You watch as Florian drops to his knees in agonizing pain. All the shadows swirl around him, trying to pounce and attack him.
Another Word of Radiance.
Okay, so you burn the Word of Radiance?
It's a cantrip.
Okay.
Piss off!
All right, so as soon as you cast Word of Radiance, you see them scatter. The pain is almost too much for you to bear, Florian.
I'm in the fetal position, basically.
You take 14 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
And a flash of an image appears in your mind. it's someone else's memory. You see an image of Dugur Fugelhorn transform from a halfling into the hooded figure. It's speaking to a red-skinned woman.
It's done, Loth. I have started the catalyst.
And then you snap out of it.
I'm in pain.
Take some aspirin.
All right, what do you guys do?
Was I successful in pulling
the key? You have the key.
Oh, okay.
As soon as you touch the key, all that weird stuff happened. And as soon as you pick up the key and you have it, and that weird thing happened with Florian and Nugget scared him away with the word of radiance, the shadows dissipate and go up into the...
Anything else of value in the room?
Make an investigation check.
Yeah. Investigation?
Yeah. And you're investigating the room.
Yeah, 12.
Okay. It's going to give you something cooler, but 12 I won't.
Oh. I thought you won.
No, I want you to roll investigation check.
Yeah, it was a d20.
Yeah.
Okay, because usually you have us roll a d12.
Yeah, well, I want you to investigate the room first to see what you find, and then that's going to determine what treasure you find. So you rolled a 12 for investigation, correct?
Yes.
All right. So you get a weaker treasure.
Oh, okay.
So roll a d12 this time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 11.
You find two matching glaives, likely used by city guards at some point. They're silver and gold.
Are they valuable?
Worth probably about, I mean, you being a dwarf, no craftsmanship, and it's probably worth about 50, 60 gold.
Do you really want to carry around some glaives?
Hold on.
Alright, so while he's doing that, what are you guys doing?
You said there was a ladder?
There is a ladder that leads up.
I want to check it out first.
I'm going to cast Identify.
It's not magical.
Chuck him.
Okay. Alright, so are you going to climb up the ladder?
I'm seeing if it's safe to climb first.
All right, so you're going to, like, test the ladder?
Yeah, investigate it.
Ladder seems fine.
All
right. Seems like it can support your weight, for sure.
But it's a mimic, so.
Come on, go first. You know you want to.
Did you have a mage hand that
I do
can
have a mage hand.
Climb the ladder?
Well, I can't climb the ladder, but I can touch the ladder.
I think you should go first.
I'm going first.
All right, so Nugget starts climbing up. Who's second?
I will go second.
You're but second? Who's third?
Okay. Florian will be. I'll take the rear.
And you're going up last?
Yeah.
All right, so as soon as all of you guys are up on the ladder starts moving up.
Oh, thank you!
Like an escalator?
Yeah.
Cool! <Okay. laughs>
And as soon as you reach the top, you see a mouth, and the ladder is actually a tongue. You actually fucking called it for it.
Oh, shit.
As you're getting pulled in and swallowed by a giant mimic. And I'll show you a picture of it.
Cool! Fuck you!
Oh, jeez.
Holy moly, foley.
I should have stayed down.
That's what it looks like.
Oh.
Nice. That's pretty.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's what it looks like. So, basically, to describe it to the audience at home, it has two arms that are clamped onto some sort of ledge. The tongue is the ladder. It has a whole bunch of teeth, and it pulls the creatures that are attached to it up into the mouth. What do you guys do?
Take my rapier and stab the tongue ladder.
All right, so you're gonna stab the ladder itself.
Yep.
Okay.
24.
All right, you hit.
That is 12 piercing.
Okay.
Do I get sneak attack?
No.
All right.
Not for this.
You throw me hammer down his throat.
6 poison.
All right, so you're gonna throw your hammer.
Yep.
As your reaction to it, what are you doing?
How far am I from the bottom? Because I was the last one.
You're about 15 feet from the bottom.
Can I hop down and then I want to use...
Make an athletics check because this is a very sticky ladder. This is basically like glue.
Which should have been our first
very
one.
Very high DC.
14.
Unfortunately, you try to jump off and you're just stuck.
All right. Well, can I still expend Sir Willard while I'm holding on to...
Well, you spent your action trying to jump off the ladder.
Okay.
All right, so your action is to attack. What are you doing, Florian?
First, I pinch myself to see if I'm dreaming.
You're not.
Okay. And then I shoot 24. A frostbolt at it.
Then you frostbolt it?
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead and roll your attack.
You want my damage?
Yeah.
All right.
23 to hit.
Hits? What's the damage, Sean?
12 piercing.
Okay.
6 poison. And 10 if it's demon, fey, or fiend.
So you do 28 points of damage?
14.
14 points of damage?
15 cold.
15 points of damage. You've chipped into it pretty good. It's hurt, but it's still pulling you guys up.
All right.
Let's roll for initiative.
Bum, bum, bum. Ooh.
All right, so it's 25 to 20?
Not this time.
Ladders first. 15 to 20?
17.
John? 10 to 15?
12.
11.
Okay. Marza. And Florian, who's usually last anyway.
Yeah, I got a 5.
All right, so it pulls you guys up another 15 feet. One more round, and then you guys are at its teeth.
All right.
So 15 feet, and that's its action.
Okay.
And it secretes more icky, like sticky stuff. On the tongue of the ladder itself to try and make it more difficult for you guys to remove yourself from it as you get closer to the mouth.
Okay.
You see like driplets of that like sticky stuff come out of its teeth and mouth and drop, and some of it splashes on your face, and it's got a really nasty like decayed smell to it.
Yeah.
Like something that's been decayed in acid. All right, so John, you're up. What are you doing?
Attack with rapier.
All right.
14.
Unfortunately, as it's pulling you up, you just don't get a chance to really get into it. You smack into the wall instead. Nugget, you're up.
All right. Go make him choke on you. Oh, so close. 25.
That's a hit. And you're throwing it.
Yeah. 15 damage.
Wow, you took a big chunk of a chunk of its teeth and just shatter and fall to the ground.
Bad mimic!
Marza, it's your turn.
All right, I'm going to expel Sir Willard's... Spell. Yeah, okay, so I very quickly say, I open your eyes with my holy light.
Ha-ha!
Burn forth nice and bright.
Ha-ha!
Vanquish evil through the night.
Ha-ha!
Gleaming good, shining bright.
How many times can you do that?
Every time she puts a spell slot into it.
Oh.
Yep. Okay, and I am going to do just a level 1 spell. All
right, roll your attack.
Oh.
You know that spooge is going to go straight through us.
11.
So unfortunately, your attack is wide,
yeah,
and you smack up high, but you actually hit some shadows that are up on the roof, and you just watch them crumple to the ground and fall.
Nice.
Well, you killed something.
Marza, I don't think you were meant to aim me that way. If you're going to shoot it in the face, aim me right.
So, real quick, if I miss with him, he doesn't... Do I get to keep that...
No, because it still shot the arc, but the arc is gone.
Yep.
You shot his load, it's over.
Yeah. Damn it. Why has it got to be like real life?
All right.
Come on, 45 minutes, he'll be good again.
You have a second attack? What are you doing?
Oh, I am going to... I'm going to go ahead and swing with Sir Willard.
So you're hitting the tongue?
That dice. Yes.
Well, be careful.
Oh my gosh.
A one?
No, 10. Oh. I got a 2.
All right, yeah. So you smack hard into the wall of the cave. And Marza, watch where you're aiming me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You're going to dull my blade. All right, Florian, you're up.
Okay.
I think Sir Willard was flaccid at that point.
He was spent.
How close are we to the
damn it.
Go to sleep mode.
I'm not done.
You need some Viagra.
How close are we to the mouth now?
You're 15 feet away. So at the end of your turn, you will be at the mouth.
Okay. So, okay. I'm going to do Frostbolt again.
Okay.
Roll 14
to hit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's a little wide. It doesn't hit. Doesn't hit the actual
Damn.
Target.
Okay.
It's a tough creature.
Yeah.
So now, 15 feet. Mm. You guys are now. Who's first in the order?
Me.
So Great. Nugget, you're the first one that's going to be engulfed.
Try it, Skippy.
So go ahead and roll a strength contest against the creature. It has advantage. Still a 19 plus 24.
6.
You watch as Nugget disappears into the jaws of the mimic.
Fuck
like,
you!
Like the frog when it ate him.
And
it happens all the time.
Jean, you're up. What are you gonna do?
Attack the ladder, or
yep.
Now I'm still 15, roughly, or
no? You were right behind
him. No, you're right behind him. So now you're see like teeth, and you see like two eyeballs staring at you, and the strange looking chest thing with this tongue, and really sharp teeth.
All right, I'll stab.
Stab in the mouth
itself this time. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Natural one.
Oh man.
No. Give it air.
I get to read it.
Give it air.
Alright. You do not add your damage bonus to your next attack. Alright, that's not bad.
That's not bad. Weak. Alright, so Nugget, go ahead and make another strength check.
Yeah. 19.
I rolled a 22. Has advantage.
It fucking sucks.
You're going to take 9 points of acid damage as it slowly starts to digest you.
Is he 10 feet away from you?
I don't know how tall the ladder is. He's in the
It's a check, not a saving throw.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's different.
It's a saving throw that you get for me.
Marza, you're up.
Well, I don't get to hit it?
Nope. You're engulfed.
But I want to punch it!
You are completely incapacitated.
Basically. Ah, fuck.
You can't punch it or anything. Your arms, everything is now stuck under this sticky, icky, icker, nasty mess.
You can't
move anything.
I can't cast a spell?
I can't
ward radiance from the inside?
I would allow that. You can cast a spell.
I would like to.
I'll allow you to do either a ward of radiance or if you want to do like an inflicts wounds or something because you're touching it.
Oh, yes.
You can do that.
Okay.
Definitely.
I am doing a... Oh, fuck this. A level 3 inflict wounds. No, not you.
All right, make your attack roll.
God damn it, Leroy. One. Okay. Oh my, a CR 1/2 creature chosen randomly by the DM appears within 30 feet of you. It is hostile only to you.
Oh.
A very tiny shadow shows up and starts wailing on you.
Oh my god.
That's a 22 to hit.
Yeah, it hit.
All right.
Wait, it's in the mimic with him?
Yep. It just appeared in the mimic with him. You take 3 points of slashing damage from the little...
Oh my god.
The little shadow creature in the mimic's mouth. All right, so Marza, it's your turn.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and swing at the ladder again, or the mouth, the tongue.
Okay. Well, now you're closer than the tongue now, just so you know. Like, you can see the face and the mouth. You can see the chest. Because now you guys are slowly being sucked into the mouth.
Okay, so can I shove the... I want to shove Sir Willard up underneath its... Oh, wait, no, he's in the mouth.
Go ahead.
I don't want to do that, because then I could stab... Stab.
Just do it.
If I put it through, I'll stab Nugget.
Just do it.
Stab.
Do it!
All right. Oh, fuck.
Is that a nat one?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I think our
is
last...
Is this going to be a TPK?
Oh, my God.
So that's a sword. Actually, that's not bad. Twisted ankle. Your speed is reduced by 10 feet until you finish a short rest.
Okay.
Oof, that's pretty rough, actually. That's pretty rough. All right, what do you guys do? Let's see. All right, so Mars's second attack.
All right, I'm going to try and stab him again.
Stab it in the, in the mouth?
Yep, underneath, yep.
In the chin?
All right, that's better. So, 23.
That's a hit. So you stab right into the chin of the creature.
And that is 10 points of damage.
And you watch as this acid just starts spilling out from underneath. And you guys and the chest fall backwards onto the ledge, and the chest goes shut with its tongue still hanging out, and then stops moving.
So Nugget's still stuck in his mouth?
Nugget's in the chest.
Oh, get me out of here!
Alright, I'm gonna try and pry myself off the ladder and try and...
Give me athletics check.
Yeah, pick the lock.
Get me the fuck out of here!
Nat 20.
Oh, yeah, right.
So you scrape yourself off. You don't even damage any skin. And you are now out of the ladder, standing on the sledge.
All right. I'm going to try and pry open the jaw.
All right. So you try. Go ahead and make a strength check.
Can I help? Can I give him advantage? Because I'm pushing it open.
16.
You managed to pry it. It doesn't matter. You managed to pry it open. And right on the uvula, you see a brown key.
Nice.
Mine!
Based on me holding it open, will it snap shut if I let go?
You don't know until you try.
Well, like, there's no tension if it's gonna
snap? You feel some tension, but you're not sure if it'll actually...
Is Nugget lying in it? Can he grab the key?
Is Nugget visible, or is he down the gullet?
He's in the gullet a little bit further.
Nugget, get out here and grabs the key on the uvula.
All right, 1 second.
All right, make a athletics check for me.
Sixteen.
All right, so you managed to rip yourself out of this acidic, nasty, sticky gullet mess, and you actually kick something hard on your way out.
Like what?
You'd have to investigate to find out.
Well, I want
to
see it. All right, well, fuck it. I'm just going to grab it.
Are you going to grab it?
Yeah, I don't care what it is.
All right. So you grab it and start pulling it out.
Yep.
You can't really see in this area because it's very tight. Are you going to still go for the key too?
Yes.
Okay, so your one hand, you grab this item. It's fairly large. It's round and cylinder.
Okay.
And very difficult to hold, but it's warm. And you reach out and you grab the key. And as soon as you grab the key, Florian, you drop to your knees again. Or while you're tied to the tongue. So you just lay there in agony. Your head starts shaking violently. And then you drift into a deep, restless sleep. You see Mab speaking to a hooded figure.
Yeah, how could you betray me? You are my winter princess. You had duties. I will make you pay for this. Mark my words.
And then you see black.
So is he asleep?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, Florian, what's happened? What happened to him? He's not responding.
You're still stuck to this tongue.
Can I rip him off?
Yeah, well, you gotta rip yourself off first.
Oh, I thought you said I fell on the ledge when
everybody fell on the ledge, but you're still attached to the tongue. Right. It's like this sticky.
I see.
You're in flypaper. Flypaper.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're removing the flypaper from.
I'm going to pull myself off at the same time.
Well, you can do one or the other.
Okay, I'll pull myself off.
All right. So athletics.
Fourteen.
All right. So it takes you a little bit of struggle, but you do manage to get out.
Can I try and pull Florian off now?
All right, so go ahead and make a check for Florian, and then while that's happening,
that's 20, not dirty 20.
Yeah, so you successfully grab Florian and rip him out.
Oh, come here, Florian! And I lay him down on the ground.
Okay, so you lay Florian down on the ground. Nugget, you come out. You have the key, and you look down.
Yep.
At this beautifully... We'll find out next week.
Ah, shit!
Hey, everyone. Felicity here. Thanks for listening to episode 37, Just Another Mimic Monday. I want to say thanks to Eric the DM at the Tabletop Game Shop for these amazing dice, and you can get your own set with a 20% off coupon if you enter all D20. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/alld20. We're also on Twitter at @all_d20 and Instagram at the same, @all_d20. Thank you so much for listening and game on. Hey everyone, thanks again for,
You finally make it to the shore of the island. You're walking. You see burned trees everywhere. You keep heading east. And eventually, you get to a clearing. And this inky blackness that always surrounds you, that's deep within you, starts to stir as you get closer and closer to this area that looks like trails that have passed or crossed over. And you watch as the inky blackness molds into a coin with words on it, and the coin forms into your hand.
I take the coin and look at the crossroads. Amazing Ammon, appear already.
So you flip the coin, say the words. You hear hoofbeats from the abyss. A pitch black horse with trails of smoke seem to appear from black smoking portal. Behind it, a beautiful darkwood cart wagon is pulled. It comes to an abrupt stop. The side of the cart opens, and there standing before you is a large male tiefling.
Hello, traveler. I am the amazing Ammon Fireblade. Welcome to the Amazing Ammon's authentic amenities, antiques, artifacts, atrocities, aberrations, and Wait a minute. What are you doing here, Voidwalker?
Thanks for the introduction, but I know who you are. Your reputation kind of precedes you.
Well, I've been known.
But obviously, you know who I am too, which will cut out a lot of this initial dialogue. I'm going to cut to the point here. Kithric's not really happy with you right now.
Well... Kithric can go shove it in his black inky hole.
Interesting how brave everyone is when Kithric's not in front of them. I understand, don't get me wrong. I too talk with more confidence when not in his mighty presence.
Get to the point, Voidwalker.
The point is, I'm looking for someone. You may know who or where they went. A gnome. About this tall. Traveling with a rather interesting party. A drunken dwarf. Maybe some more people.
Yes, I may know where they are, but she's mine. Tell Kithric hands off.
Interesting. If you'd like, I can talk to Kithric for you. Tell him all about Matilda.
What did you say?
Oh, I have your attention. So, you were saying about this gnome. A squeaky voice. Go ahead.
Never, ever mention that name in front of the amazing Emin ever again.
And I also won't mention that name in front of Kethrick. So the gnome.
They traveled into an extra-dimensional portal and ended up in another space. If I remember correctly, she was supposed to drink some of my tea. Come with me, Voidwalker. I'll show you the way. And you watch as a little side door that previously never existed opens up, and he invites you inside of the cart.
Thank you, Ammon. There's no reason we can't be friends.
Hurry up, I have business to do.
Of course.
And the horse begins to gallop. You hear a whinny. The portal opens up. Black, inky smoke trails off. And in the distance, the Voidwalker is no longer on the island. We're here. Get out.
Thank you for your hospitality. I may see you again sometime.
We'll see. Unless, of course, you want to make a deal.
You know, I've heard about your potions. I wouldn't mind procuring one or two.
As long as you have the coin.
Absolutely. Here's 40 gold coins. I'll take one of your potions. Keep the change.
He hands you a supreme Ammon potion. And as soon as you step out, you're blasted with heat. It is probably the most scorching heat that you've ever felt in your life. There's sand everywhere, and there before you is a giant rock titan.
Ho, 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 ho! Black one funny! Ho, 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 ho!
Black one? To whom which are you referring?
You, little black one, do you want some meat? Ho, 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 ho!
Don't eat much anymore. It's just not me.
Why are you on rock?
I'm looking for someone.
This is Gothrook's rock. Kithrook not belong on Gothrook land.
Kithrook won't be here, and I'm sorry my presence disturbs you, but right now, if I could just get some answers about the person I'm looking for, I'll leave you lands.
Ask quickly before I smash Inky Black One.
Inky Black One would not really appreciate being smashed. Looking for a gnome, about this tall, flower in a robe.
Oh, the tiny one.
Yeah, voice like a fairy.
Tiny one get pulled into cave. Pulled in necklace. Follow that way. And then he points down a good little ways, and you see over the crevice, over the cliff where he is sitting, and there are 6 caves, and you start heading in that direction.
Hey guys, your resident dungeon master Joseph Musso here. We sincerely hope you enjoyed this little clip that we provided for our new cast member and the unveiling of who this cast member may be. And in honor of that, the Tabletop Game Shop is giving us a discount code for their Dwarven Forge metal dice, 30% off. Just use the code ALLD20. And don't forget to check out their blog, Trascoria. It's a wonderful piece of literature and worth your time. As always, we appreciate you guys, and game on.